Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The mass protests against the proposed pension reform could be running out of steam. Yesterday, the Ministry of the Interior estimated that across France, 187,000 people marched against the new measures, 23,000 of them in Paris. These numbers are a lot less than the ones from just last Thursday, on which the Prime Minister's office at Matignon pitted the number of protesters at 452,000. The union, the CGT, estimated the number of people on the streets at 250,000 demonstrators in the capital alone and more than 550,000 in France. Though support may be dwindling, on today, day 44 of the strike, unions are pressing ahead with plans for yet another day of mass protest on January 24th. Unions have complained of the government's lack of compromise on the reforms. Next Friday is when the government reforms to the pension system are due to be scrutinised by the Conseil des ministres. The head of the SNCF has said that 6 weeks of industrial action has caused €1 billion worth of losses for the railway operator. Jean-Pierre Farandou said that a new financial plan to make cutbacks would be announced next month, but that employment on the ground would not be affected. After 6 weeks of strikes yesterday, the rate of SNCF striking workers was set to reach 10% yet again, including 30% of train drivers. The aircraft carrier, the Charles de Gaulle, will soon be deployed in the Middle East. Emmanuel Macron made the announcement to the press yesterday. The warship will support the ongoing Operation Shamal, whose aim is to combat ISIS in the region. A tribute to the police officer who was killed last weekend in Bron will be taking place this afternoon at the Lyon Préfecture de Police. Franck Lablois was deliberately hit by a van during a surveillance operation. 3 people have been arrested. And finally, there have been shockwaves sent through the world of French gastronomy with the announcement that the restaurant owned by legendary chef Paul Bocuse will soon be demoted by the Michelin Guide. L'Auberge du Pont de Coulanges is set to lose its 3rd star that it obtained in 1965. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.